You're listening to The Riot Show. This is The Riot Show. You're listening to The Riot Show. This is The Riot Show. You're listening to The Riot Show. This is The Riot Show. You're listening to The Riot Show. This is The Riot Show.
Hey, man, the only place I go. Every night, it's the Ryan Show.
Captain Stage, Bliss, Mr. Cheeks, and myself.
Check us out for an hour, enjoy yourself.
Or maybe
listen,
more.
Good music and special guests. Listen, we the best, forget the rest.
It's just me and Ryan, Cheeks the team. Yeah, we about to reign supreme.
Come on.
Yeah, we coming over and we taking the scene. Yeah, we should be on that limelight up on the screen. Yeah, you know my team. Yeah, we really just doing this. Fluid up every time, we really just moving this.
Yeah, man, we mix it up. To all of my fellas and chicks, what up?
Hey,
best believe, we the new wave. Mr. T's Rob Boogie and Hampton Dave.
Let's go.
You're listening to The Riot Show. This is The Riot Show. You're listening to The Riot Show.
Everybody, welcome back, welcome back. It's the Ryan Show, another good week. We're here. We're simulcasted everywhere at this point. My man Ryan's the hardest working. He even let me do the intro today. You know who it is. It's Hampton's Dave. Remember my man Ryan. We got a good show every week. You know, we've been doing this for so long now. It's almost saying like he's saying a year. Maybe we're now talking to management about maybe even changing the theme music.
That's right. People are getting tired of voodoo children. Hampton's Dave, you've earned this right to do the intro to the show. You've been doing it since the early stages. I wonder if anybody has been listening for all this time, since the early stages at Yamaha.
Ah, that was the best.
When we were just a sushi chef and
a waiter.
And a waiter slash drunk. A drunk, is that what you call
yourself? Socialite. I was just out there living life.
Before the official title of socialite, we were out there, people.
We used to have a Monday night and a Wednesday morning. The Wednesday morning used to get crazy. That was my favorite show. Shout out to my man, Nick.
And this was in the Hamptons.
Yep.
Shout out to Nick. Like you said, Nick was our original third mic, and then we replaced him with Mr. Cheeks. Lo and behold.
I was so happy. That's the only time I looked at management and I said, you guys did a good job.
Shouts to Nick Scavone. Yeah. We love Nick Scavone. And you know, that being said, this actually started as a podcast at a sushi restaurant, Yamaha in Bridgehampton. And to think that it came from a sushi restaurant into, a true downgrade.
Into the studio here. Good old Bed-Stuy studio. I love this. Ryan's always hated. I love Dave's cave.
I love it. Actually, we have a brand new neighbor here in the studio. He's about 3 inches long. We call him Ralph the Mouse. I saw him scurry by earlier.
Did anybody else see him?
No, maybe I'm losing my mind. Now we did see a mouse down here a few weeks back. At least that was according to Christy.
See, I don't believe her at all, but we'll see. Who knows? You know, I've seen rats in nicer establishments than this.
That's true. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with the rats that are down here. As a matter of fact, a lot of the rat that she did see, it wasn't a rat. It was more of a mouse that she described. Because some of the rats in New York City are heinous looking. Some gigantic, disgusting rats. That being said, it is good to be down here at Dave's Cave. Shouts to Dave's roommate for letting us infest.
Yeah, it's all right.
His basement.
He's got no say, really.
It's a strange dynamic. A strange living dynamic down here.
It's Daddy's world.
Daddy's world. Oh, Lord. We have a great night ahead of us. As a matter of fact, we have infamous Amadeus from Shade 4-5 coming down.
Woo-hoo.
A good friend of ours. You've seen him in the strip club. You've heard him on Sirius XM. He's actually the DJ for Lord Sears Drunk Mix I believe it's every Thursday. He's also one of the mics on Lord Sear's special.
Yep. It's just, you know, you've seen him a lot of places. The Drunk Mix is a good place because he's making it, making his name for the Nutcrackers. You'll hear about that. We got. I don't want to go too much into it because a lot of people outside of New York, I don't think they know about, you know, what the Nutcracker is, and it's just, it's a very New York thing, and for him to be known for this is good.
Had no idea that it was a New York thing. I thought it was such a part of the alcohol culture.
No, it's very New York.
Crazy to think. And this is
uptown.
To those that don't know what Nutcracker is, it's almost like a moonshine, almost like a street, a moonshine of the streets.
It's like, yeah, it's like a jungle juice.
A jungle juice. Yep. Yes. To all of the white frat boys out there listening. So yeah, we have Infamous Amadeus coming. And when Infamous Amadeus comes, I can assume that Torres is going to be with him.
I hope he pulls up with him.
Love Torres.
I just like Amadeus' voice is crazy. That's like one of the reasons I want to, you know, listen, sit down and actually listen to the EP, because his voice is just, he's got to be crazy.
He's got a true voice for not only broadcast or for not only
for
hip-hop,
everything, for
but
hosting,
for broadcasting, for the whole thing.
Yeah,
the strip club DJ.
Strip club.
You guys are going to hear very, very soon. He's on the way. Just a good night ahead of us. A very relaxed night. Mr. Cheeks is actually, he's in England, across the seas.
Takes our, I know our editors are going to be happy.
A lot less N-bombs than I'm going to have to edit out tonight, let me
but
tell you.
Shout out to the general. He kills it. You know, I like that he's torn. I like when he gets overseas because they appreciate it a lot more. So I always like to see him working because he's got timeless music.
Timeless. And if you're listening right now on Itch FM, catch Mr. Cheeks. He's there this weekend in England with Horace Brown. He's actually
HB.
Going to be with HB with Intro, Buddy Wyke from
Buddy
Intro.
Buddy Wyke.
Hell of a show ahead of you if you're over in Europe. So on that note, I think it's time we get into a little bit of music. Actually, we do not have DJ K Bliss tonight either. A few weeks back, you may have remember that we spoke about going to Stony Brook University and getting the DJ fired.
I love that story.
Mr. E. Babylon. We appeared on Stony Brook University radio about 3 hours into the show. He was getting messages on Facebook saying that he was no longer needed at his next show over at the Stony Brook University.
They did it mid-show?
Pretty much mid-show, yeah.
Nice. He was getting messages
pretty much mid-show. I mean, we were openly talking about using drugs. And not drugs, I'm sorry, it's a strong word. We were openly talking about feeding him edibles mid-show and asking him what the edibles felt like. It wasn't like we were trying to get this. I mean, we were at college. We thought that's what goes on. It's college. You're supposed to party. As we were walking into the college radio station, we were the only people with open bottles. Nobody else was drinking.
Nobody else was drinking.
No. You know, Stony Brook is known for nerds, really. A lot of nerds.
Medical staff. Shout out to the Stony Brook medical staff at the Stony Brook Hospital. When I went through my accident, those nurses held it down. They did things for me. Not in a sexual way.
What'd they do for you, Ham Steve?
Showered me. You know, and I couldn't get it. I was bedridden pretty much for the first like 2 weeks I was there.
You've got like a smile, like there was some sort of a strange, like they could turn into like a porno or something.
No, a sweetheart Polish lady would wipe my ass for me.
It's like you did it on purpose.
Yeah.
Running through the street like that.
No, that's a great, it's the best. I mean, I was in the hospital for like 30 days and like they made it as good as possible, as good as they could.
So shouts to the staff over there. Really a wonderful group of people. It's just anybody becomes an animal when they drink so much, you know? You drink.
You're preaching to the choir. you're preaching to the choir. Last day I went out, I started a party at 8 in the morning on Sunday. Sunday morning, that was my church. Woke up at like 7:30, hit someone up. They're like, yeah, I'm at a party. Come through. It was like a techno party at 8:30 in the morning. Fantastic.
Ooh.
It's there for like 6 hours. So I love that. Turn up. Have fun.
Enjoy yourselves.
Yeah.
Loosen up. Vibe with us. We've got music coming up by Mr. E. Babylon, formerly of Stony Brook Radio.
I love that story.
Now of The Ryan Show. That's right. We've added him to the roster. DJ K. Bliss is a little bit busy tonight, so it's your time to shine. Mr. E. Babylon in the building. This is The Ryan Show FM. Let's groove. A-bing.
Yo, Ryan Show, what up? This is Mystery Babylon. Shout out everybody listening. Let's get into it.
It has come to our attention that a mysterious force is loose somewhere in outer space.
The mysteries of creation are there.
Up in the sky?
Up in the sky.
The moon and the planets are there. And new hopes for knowledge and peace are there. And therefore, as we set sail, we ask God's blessing on the most hazardous and dangerous and greatest adventure on which man has ever embarked.
Shall bring disaster to evil factors. Demonic chapters shall be captured by kings through the storms of days after. And to the earth from the sun through triple darkness to blast ya with a force that can't be compared to any firepower, for its mind power shared. The brainwave causes vessels to circulate like constellations reflect at night off the lake. Word to the Father and Mother Earth, seek an everlasting life through this hell for what it's worth. Look, listen, and observe. Look, listen, and observe. And watch another sea cycle pulling my peeps to the curb. Heed the words, it's like ghetto style proverbs. The righteous pay a sacrifice to get what they deserve. Cannot afford to be confined to a cell. Brainwave swell, turning a desert to a well. Experience the best teacher. Thoughts will spray like street sweepers. Little daddy street preacher. Illustrious feature. Narrator you select. Accompanied by deck plus the DJ you respect. The 7.5 combined over the front line. The 10%ers promoting slander in the airtime. Bear in mind, jewels be the tools of the trade. Sharp blades, heavenly praise, and dues are paid. Above the crowds, above the clouds, where the sounds are original. Infinite skills create miracles. Warrior spiritual. Above the clouds. Raining down, holding it down.
Yeah, I leave scientists mentally scarred. Triple extra large, wild like rock stars who smash guitars. Poison bars from the guards, bust holes in your mirage. Catch a charge, shake them down like the riot squad. Invade your zone, ruin like ancient Rome. I span the universe and return to earth to claim my throne. The maker, owner, plus soul controller. Ayatollah rest in the sky, the clouds my sofa. Stand like colossus, regardless to whom or what. Numerous attempts in my life, so who to trust? Who but us? To supply her with the fire, the burning truth. 150 absolute proof on the mic like Moses spoke in golden scribe. Survivor of the oldest tribe whose soldiers die. I know the five families, we shed tears and mourn. But our hands are on the ammo cause the battle's still on. Sound the horn. We come rumbling through the function. Precise laser beam technique to touch something. When we die hard, they build a monument to honor us with. Humongous effect in the world, we could have conquered it.
Above the crowds, above the clouds, where the sounds are original. Infinite skills create miracles. Warrior spiritual. Above the clouds, raining down, holding it down. Above the crowds, above the clouds, where the sounds are original. Infinite skills create miracles. Warrior spiritual. Above the clouds, raining down, holding it down.
Yo, this next track is by Viper Records own Billionaire Rebellion, yo. Make sure you check them out. Casa Flows, what up?
Yeah, the gunner's in the house tonight. Yeah, the gunner's in the house tonight. Hands talking about pressing letters. Leave fingerprints in fans' minds so they never forget us. They ain't killing it, just set it up like the case of Berettas. Rep for all the kids at the schools laced with asbestos. Crown jewels formed of these precious. Pens high, silver samurai, sworn left on La Mesa. Burn us up for thumps down, carb leaving on stretchers. Buy this shit till they give up raps on lit like Mason Betha. BMR, we dead, y'all. The graveyard, I work that shit. We killing rappers, take a dirt nap quick. Killing rappers, take a dirt nap quick. And yo, your chicks, you wanna drown in bird bath. It's the thirst trap, spit. She give me head on some nerve rap shit. Yeah,
She could suck the sea of information at a data bank. Got the killer looking drained like Bane out of back the tank. Some claim he a goat. Well, I'ma have to snatch a ram and crack him up over half into a pack of lamb, pack of lambs. Dope as a mule packing grams, embodying lines like I felt the balloon snap on the tram. Flagging like I have to flam. Levels unidentified high, looking for all max cigarettes when I have to land. Only piggyback when they have to man. Artist devoid of original thought, and that's the scam. Ambitious, see past your plans. Work cold enough to shut them down like the K and Soviet shuttles in Kazakhstan. We gon' kill the travel ban, we the Trump Undertakers. We gon' kill the travel ban, we the Trump Undertakers. Take Trump under, see the vehicle tunnel maker. Neocons love the haters. Grab from the school of hard knocks, plus his wifey hard thrive, that's a double major. You a dog, we the greatest, the East will validate. Then I win 2 terms in Cali State like the governator. No muscle maker, my arms swole like Arnold. Suffocate the tough behavior, out your must back to your puppy nature. Shoes big as wheels on scrapers, fill them. You know the feeling, deflate dreams like Pinhead in the bouncy house, chasing his children. Lacia always had enough nerve to revive the villain. Ain't seen a savior, it's easy to identify with the villain. Hey yo, hater, be easy, it's a genocide when we kill it. Trying to stop us, but they not. It's an enterprise that we build and they bug. And they seem to not recognize that we the illest. When I step inside, I spray the pesticides and they build a ghetto. Got your idol shook, popping Sandy's wild. Here to take this shit back. Or rent through James, stand a trial. Lane's got y'all in denial. We analyzing features, enhancing bodies of work. Dr. Miami style. Send a message in a cloud, make them reminisce. Give them what they want, like the O'Reilly settlements. Insulting my intelligence, calling it ish. And hip hop, I call it theft, like embezzlement. Deaf and blind, you can't tell me ish. We don't need no bezel necklace to shine like diamonds. When I'm rhyming, horrifying. Jack Nicholson in the shining, combining with blood diamond. Here's Johnny, a homicide on my mind. Short circuit, I leave everything red. I Johnny Five of 'em, I'm Donnie Yen, y'all Donnie Osmond. Y'all be Donald Duck, we black swans. Transform the game into Monster Island, making monolithics inside of my asylum. Easter Island, Stonehenge, Mount Rushmore, like monuments for Ramas that are homie. Try me, make you famous like Bonnie and Clyde. Tommy guns, retire them from killing sh- with words. He's against Tommy Buns. Precious dear to see who succumbs. We just here to bring a breath of fresh air like dudes with polio and iron lungs. How acting gotta be before the crime is shunned? Let me know, cause real shooters out here playing semi-pro. Whole squad trying to see what that paper about. Jaffe sending semi-dough and they don't want no part to beef. Jenny O's, you already know. They just want the centerfold. They try to be like Nicky Barnes on the New York Times cover till they called out like intercoms. Got zero dough, play the hero role, but got the image wrong. Dressed in a show tux, prep like Coke Cuss from Jimmy John's. It's lunchtime, they say we bring on renaissance. 90s kids came in the game late on some dime. Your shit getting breakfast on. But we ahead of our time when the chef performs. We serve shit from future restaurant franchises named Jeffrey Dog. Song got them bugging out, schizophrenic, insecticons. Turn fiends trying to find what doses override the methadone. Artists when the weapons drawn, pop to every thought of doubt is dead and gone. Mind in a world that ain't fully terraformed. Hard for arms to be threatening when the head is gone. Nobody move. If you ain't get the menu, then you probably fool. Underground, naked, I don't see signs of greatness. All when the all is crew. Be a martyr, swore that we was born to lose. We torch these dudes, we short the fuse. Then I shock them, get the salutation. See this alligator salivating by the power station. The beast feeds off of the energy from the crowd ovation. Got me getting bigger like Godzilla mixed with Polynesians. Got these cowboys racing to they gym. Moving side, sucker. Arms stretched like I'm crucified. And I super fly snuck ya. We brutalize knuckers in this rap Olympics. They getting clapped before they first lap. Now the track is finished.
Up! the presence of the love maker. Life is in the words of the comforter. Endure much longer, live much longer. Fear is in the eyes of the beholder. And love is in the presence of the love maker. Life is in the words of the comforter. Endure much longer, live much longer. Careful how you entertain stranger. Selassie never born in a manger. And he never crucify as no savior. He let off himself and not the ruler.
A test around his chest and Rastafari is his name. A gift of everlasting life for us to all sustain. Blessing that you all begot, blessing thought you all forgot. Rastafari is the man.
Do you remember Elijah? And the chariot of flames, same blood that runs through my veins.
Well, your name, fear is in the eyes of the beholder. Fear is in the eyes of the beholder. And love is in the presence of the love maker. Life is in the words of the comforter. Endure much longer, live much longer. Fear is in the eyes of the beholder. And love is in the presence of the love maker. Life is in the words of the comforter. Endure much longer, live much longer. Careful how you entertain stranger. Selassie never born in a manger. And he never crucify as no savior. He look up himself, him are the ruler. Babylon a malfunction with them a failure. So be careful of them cellular and pager. Failure. So be careful of them cellular and pager. Cause as I see them, I see danger. So them great, but Selassie I great, hey, yo.
On a lick upon shots, upon a blood clot, and fill the block with bummer-ass cops. Cops, me down talk, me know you watch me walk, son. My black woman is getting raped across New York, son. Before another brother's in chalk, son. Imagine somebody said, that's your son dead, Sam. See us, we do the crime, we do the time. Y'all get away scot-free, so police me don't pop you for you pop me. Cause if you get me, you got me, get shot me, no lock me. Carry shotty since mom slapped me, cause my room sloppy. The youngest nigga out the camp is me. But nobody pampered me, so you better don't ramp with me. For semi, me don't play plenty. Chicks me blaze many. Raise pennies to dollars. Storm might be prowler. Watch a bum holler. Watch him run, hit the floor. Told him come, come, no. Throw your guns up on the air.
What's up, everyone? Koopa the Savage here. I'm about to put you on to a show that's being thrown November 9th by Melvel Music at 459 Myrtle Ave at the 5 spot in Brooklyn, New York. Let me tell you guys, this is going to be one hell of a night. There's going to be all-star DJ lineup, some of the wildest bands and greatest rappers, sponsored by Dank Cadillac. If you know, you know. 420 friendly atmosphere. It's going to be great vibes, nice drinks, and even better music. Come through and have a great time.
On the ashtray, stretch my hands to you.
Life like, this is what your life like. Try to live your life right. People really know you push your buttons like type right. This is like a movie, but it's really very lifelike. Every single night, right? Every single fight, right? I was looking at the gram and I don't even like lights. I was screaming at my daddy, told me it ain't Christ-like. I was screaming at the referee, just like Mike. Looking for a bright light. Seagull, what your life like? Riding on a white bike, feeling like a sight fight. Pressing on the gas, supernova for a night light. Screaming at my dad and he told me it ain't Christ-like. But nobody never tell you when you're being like Christ. Only ever seeing me, only when they need me. Like if Tyler Perry made a movie for BT, searching for a deity. Now you wanna see it free, now you wanna see it free. Let you see it through your piece. Tell me what your life like, turn it down a bright light. Driving with my dad and he told me it ain't Christ-like. I'm just trying to find, I've been looking for a new way. I'm just really trying not to really do the fool way. I don't have a cool way, being on my best though. Lock up on a text though, nothing else next though. Not another word, letter, picture or a decimal. Wrestling with God, I don't really wanna rest so. Man, it's really life-like, everything in my life. Arguing with my dad and he said it ain't Christ-like. Man. You
try to talk to my dad. Give him some advice, he starts spazzing on me. I start spazzing back. He said, they ain't Christ-like. I said, ah! Use this gospel for protection. It's a hard road to heaven. We call on your blessings. In the Father, we put our faith. King of the kingdom, our demons are trembling. Holy angels defending. In the Father, we put our faith.
Could he not be the greatest? In my bed undercovers when undercovers had raided. My presence is happy, belated. Fashionably late, I'm just glad that you made it. The best is yet to come, I'm just glad that you waited. They all say they real till it's time to appraise it. I seen them come and go, you only the latest. But who am I to judge? I'm crooked as Vegas.
Use this gospel for protection. It's a hard road to heaven. We call on your blessings. In the Father, we put our faith. King of the kingdom, our demons are trembling. Holy angels defending. In the Father, we put our faith.
A lot of damaged souls, I done damaged those. And in my arrogance, took a camera pose. Caught with a trunk, a Barry Manilow. They sing a different tune when the slammer close. From the concrete grew a rose. They give you rave talk, I give you faith talk. Blindfolded on this road, watch me faith walk. Just hold on to your brother when his faith lost.
Have returned. You are now listening live. This is the Ryan Show FM, and this is the sound of syndication, broadcasting live worldwide. Hamptons, Dave.
Everywhere. We're everywhere. We're everywhere. You're not. Shit, I'm in your girl's DM right now.
Everywhere that you want to be.
Yep.
a lot of DMs that Hamptons Dave finds himself in these days. We did mention earlier that our friend. Infamous Amadeus is coming onto the show to promote that new album.
Yes. Well,
folks, he's arrived.
Yes,
give it up.
Yes.
He's in the building. That voice, it's so familiar.
It is, yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you.
Round of applause from the thank studio you. Audience.
Likely you're one of the millions of people that have heard this man on Shade 4-5.
That's right. Every Thursday.
I mean, dare I say, an iconic voice. I mean, because I was just talking about this earlier. It's one thing to be able to write a song. It's one thing to be able to have bars. But having a voice for hip-hop, if you don't have a voice for hip-hop, you might as well just shut the hell up.
Yep.
Or just try some mumble rap. That's fine, too. You could probably make millions, throw some auto-tune on it. But if not, then you have a guy like Amadeus.
Yeah.
So I mean, you've been doing this for a long time. This is, I know it's a new album, and like you said, people are surprised. A lot of people didn't even know you could spit like this.
Yeah, I set it up that way purposely, though, because I wanted the big wigs and the people in power to respect me first as a businessman. I found myself many moons ago in a position like most unsigned artists where you're just basically competing for music and you have nothing else to offer. So, I made it my mission, and much of an ego hit it was because, you know, I can actually rap.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I feel that I'm better than a lot of them.
I was just saying, you see it firsthand every, so it's just got to be pissing you off sometimes listening.
Oh, it annoys me. What annoys me the most out of everything is seeing, like, the new generation of artists, and they can actually rap, but they're not rapping.
They're not rapping.
I think that annoys me more than anything in life, when I see a kid that can actually flow, but he chooses to dumb it down and follow a trend that's really not relevant, because none of these artists that they're following are on Billboard. When I mean Billboard, I mean Billboard in all genres.
No, it's true. And look at a guy like, was it YBN?
Cordero.
He can rap.
I had no idea. Every song I had heard of him was it sounded like it was one of these newer school type of songs. And then I heard him on Funk Flex just dropping bars.
Yeah, somebody put me on to one of my boys. Was like, yo, you got to listen to him. Because I tend to not listen to anybody that has the, you know, the,
that's exactly
the letters in front of the name.
Yeah.
The letters
Trippie Redd is another one that can actually rap.
I've heard him spit. That's on YouTube.
My son, he can't, you know, because I get a lot of, like, obviously I'm a DJ, so I do play and support the younger artists. And my kids, they make it a point to, before they present me an artist, like, listen, before I let you hear anything, let me let you hear this first. And he let me hear a Trippie Redd song, Can You Rap Like Me? And it's a dope, like, J. Cole, like, a record I would make. So then after that, it's like, when I hear another record, I'll support it because I know you're doing it just to do it.
That's the thing. Do you appreciate that? Like, does it, I mean, would you appreciate it more if they actually, if they have the potential to put the type of hip-hop out that we, that you create, that we are looking for?
Yeah, I mean, of course I do, but I also now understand. I didn't understand it in the beginning. Before I got into radio. Yeah. So I've been, you know, I've been at Sirius XM now 3 years now, like 3.5, 4 years. And I was in the same position like everyone else who's a real hip hop enthusiast. Like, I'm not going to support it. But I tend to grow to understand that this is this young generation version of hip hop, and it's not in my place or anyone else's place to tell them otherwise. Especially when we come from a generation where, you know, our artists was talking about 2 for 5 Red Tops, smoking crack to the eyes bled. I mean, this was our generation.
True.
So there's really not much of a difference. They just dress it up differently. That's all.
And that's one of the things that really upsets guys like Mr. Cheeks is quite literally they dress it up differently. It's almost like the definition of masculinity has changed a lot, not just with hip hop, but with society in general. And what upsets guys like Cheeks and his contemporaries is these artists coming wearing tight pants and painting their fingernails.
Who was it? Pharrell was just on the cover of Rolling Stone, right? In like some crazy dress or something.
The winter blanket.
But you know, it's not really much different than what was going on in the '80s. I mean, in the '80s it was, you know, they were dressing up. They were, you know, cross dressing. I mean, it was big fashion. So it's not really that much difference. The only difference is that you can see it more because the information is more readily available because it's on your phone.
So would you call this glam rap at this point? I mean, it was called glam rock back in the day. This androgynous behavior where it wasn't really male nor female.
Yeah, I mean, the sound in general, I like to refer it to as trap and B because it's not rap and it's not really trap. It's basically like a bunch of guys doing R&B that can't sing.
Yep.
The tempos are in the mid-70s. The drum patterns are very consistent with a Trey Songz record or any R&B record that you hear at all, like, you know, Ellie Mae, whatever you want to. And it's just a cross between that, and that's what I like to refer to.
That's a very technical way to look at it, and it definitely makes sense. I never thought of it that way.
It's trap and B.
It's trap and B. But yeah, I mean, once again, like you said, you were introduced to it earlier off the air we were speaking. You were introduced to it by your children had shown you some of this.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, my children were, you know, I sat my kids down because I needed to understand when I first decided to become a DJ. Like, I'm a new DJ, so I've been a DJ like 2 years, something like
really,
that.
Really, that's it?
Yeah, we'll get into that. But when I first decided that I was actually going to go on the turntables, I had to sit my kids down because I needed to understand my audience that I was playing for, because I didn't want to be one of these DJs that play for themselves. And that's a big mistake that disc jockeys make. They play for themselves. You walk in the room and you play for yourself. You have to be able to play for your audience. And my daughter basically told me flat out, she's like, you know, well, this is our version of hip hop. And when I listen to your version of hip hop, I feel like I'm going to get shot all the time. Right? And I took it like, all right, I get it.
I'm just in the era. That's just me. That's hip hop, though. Like,
it is violence. But this generation is violent, too. It's choppers and Dracos.
Yep.
But they just dress it up differently. Mm. Our generation is like, we're going to run up to your house. We're going to clap in your dome. You're gonna fall flat on the floor. Now they're like, I'm going to dance in the club.
Also, that was survival then.
But this was the reality.
Yeah.
Our artists depicted their reality, whether they were facing it themselves or like an artist like Biggie who was just doing it like poetry.
No, it's a very good point. Now, how do you determine, being a DJ on the radio, how do you know what the audience wants? What do you go by? By your knowledge of what's relevant?
I read the crowd pretty much. So, I mean, when I'm on Shade, I mean, I cater to the listeners. So my listeners want to hear bars. They want to hear lyrics. Yeah. They want me to dig in the crates. They don't want to go too far back, because I've tried that too. I've also like tried to play like Grand Puba and like that's a, they're like 90s.
Yeah.
So they want to hear Capone and Nori. They want to hear Mobb Deep. They want to hear, you know, that sound. When I'm in a club, I basically gauge what the situation is, but I always go into a throwback set no matter where I am. Strip club, no matter what, and the crowd will always feed off the DJ. So if you're in a club having a good time, 3 o'clock in the morning, you're drunk, it doesn't matter what I play. Yeah. As long as my energy is consistent with what you're feeling, you're gonna rock whatever I want. I play Ice Cream in a strip club.
Yep.
Right? I bust out Ice Cream. I bust out Triumph. I bust out TONY.
Yep.
And they like it.
Yeah. TONY hits.
And I tell them they like it.
Yeah. Exactly. That's it.
That's it. It's the confidence.
Exactly. It's the confidence in it, behind pushing it. Now, it's also a little easier now when you are on, you know, say you're on Shade 4-5 and you can pull out your phone and look on your Instagram and people are actually giving you reviews.
Genuine feedback.
Right off the bat.
Yeah, I know I'm doing a good job by the amount of posts that I'm getting at that moment. So, like, I see them, like, when I'm in that zone, like,
and reposted,
they're just going nuts. They're in their car. They're just having a good time. It takes them back to their childhood.
And it's not just you DJing. There's the drunk mix, the hour drunk mix that you're DJing on. But then there's the Lord Sear special, which is what I had first heard you on.
Yeah.
Love Lord Sear.
Yeah, Lord Sear's the man. I mean, he's been in it forever, though. And being around Lord Sear, he's a super hip-hop enthusiast.
Yep.
I mean, he comes from Stretch and Bobbito. Yeah, I mean, this is like Big L and Jay-Z freestyle.
Yeah, he's sitting in on like some of the best freestyles.
A lot of people don't know... Lord Sear was on the intro of Big Pun's Yeah Baby album.
Oh wow.
You know, it's Igor and Frankenstein. That's him and Pun. I mean, he's been the ringleader for Eminem on tour. I mean, so being around him, but him being around me has kind of made him also understand that we can't live in a box at the same time. Like, so we have to be receptive. We don't want to scare kids away.
How do you think you've changed the Lord Sear special since you've been added to the roster?
I've youthed it out, and I've created a tremendous amount of interaction, and I've also rejuvenated Sear, where he feels like, you know what, I'm not just here collecting a check every day. I'm doing, you know, things. I have my cypher that I do on Wednesdays at 2 o'clock, where I bring the dopest, elitist MCs to the radio to freestyle. I got Lord Sear DJing. They walk in the room, they're scared when they see him on the turntable. They're like, hold up, you got Sear? I don't even tell them. You got Lord C on the turntables. It's crazy. And
where you get these artists, just from word of mouth, or you get people, you know?
A lot of word of mouth. Every once in a while I'll post some on my Instagram, like you know, tagging artists who I think you think should be on the radio. And these kids don't know that I actually check every tag. It's not about the amount of times you get tagged, it's about when they tag you. You gotta be able to rap elite.
Yeah,
that's what my cypher is. It's elite.
Like you explained, Shade 4-5 is truly about bars.
It is about bars.
And especially the Lord Sear special.
Yes.
Now, one thing I also noticed is that it's not just hip-hop that you're bringing to the Lord Sear special, but it's just that energy, that fun energy. I saw you had the Disrespectfully Drunk Girls up there.
Yeah. Shout out to you.
Drinks. And, I mean, that's where you have such deep roots in the underground alcohol. Actually, that's one of the first reasons I discovered you, was I saw you on Nat Geo.
Yeah.
With your famous Nutcracker drink.
Yeah.
Now, it wasn't you that literally invented the Nutcracker, right? No. The Nutcracker's been around for a long time.
Nutcrackers was invented by this Chinese Dominican man named Jose.
Uptown?
And, yeah, he owns a restaurant called Flor de Mayo. It's on 100th Street in Broadway. And that's where the initial idea for Nutcrackers came. And pretty much, you know, you would order your food. I mean, these are Chinese guys that talk Spanish like El Palo, yeah, you know, here in Brooklyn. you would eat and then take your drink out, and then the streets just basically tried to replicate that. My contribution to the Nutcracker is that once I went on National Geographic, it went global.
And just to the fans out there that are listening that don't know exactly what the Nutcracker is, I know it's a secret recipe,
yeah,
but what is the general, like, what do you find in the Nutcracker?
I mean, a Nutcracker, it'll generally be vodka, it'll generally be snaps,
okay,
and it'll be whatever mix of juices or different variations.
To my white frat people out there, it's like jungle juice. It's like you go to a dorm room and you like turn that bathtub into, you make that tub for the party, you, yeah, turn a cooler.
Moonshine, essentially.
Yeah, pretty much moonshine.
Well, and that's what National Geographic came in, because they had already had filmed the whole episode that I was on, and they were like literally like in the woods in like Nebraska, like really making moonshine. They wanted to urbanize it, and they basically caught wind of me, because at this time I was a film director and I was shooting for basically everyone, and word was getting around like, yo, Inf is popping out, he got, you know, trunk full of Nutcrackers, and I was just selling that,
probably
everybody.
Stacking though with it.
Oh, I was killing
stacking.
It
how much does somebody make off of a batch of Nutcrackers?
I mean, you could spend, like, on a general thing, you could spend about $300 and make, like, $1,000.
Wow.
The flip would be, like, consistent with, like, crack.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Maybe even better, because you could even go lower than that. I mean, you could really spend, like, $60 and make, like, $400.
Crazy.
As long as you have the basic ingredients, because the, yep, juices are all just, like, fine things you would find in the supermarket.
And then I'm telling you, like, I like to drink. I party. Like, I go out to Rockaway Beach. I know my Nutcracker people walking the beach. Like, I know the people that I wait for to come around. I know who I'm going to get the nut, who makes the good ones. You know, because there's 6 or 7, like, regulars that walk the beach.
So, what is it that makes a good Nutcracker, Dave?
Just the taste? I don't know.
Yeah.
Tastes good.
For me, I think it's when it doesn't taste like, you know, Giorgio, yeah, vodka.
Georgie.
Yeah.
Oh, Georgie's a key.
I never use Georgie, yeah, but when it tastes too much like it, it's like, ugh, yeah, that's a bad Nutcracker. Like,
yeah, I can imagine.
That's
you
got to
cop a couple. You always cop one or two for there, then you freeze one.
What tastes, yeah, good is the frozen Nutcracker. I remember Torres hooked me up with a Nutcracker, and was it the infamous recipe? Wow, it was. Okay.
Yeah. He's the only one one that has it.
Okay. Oh, all right. See about that. Thanks.
I made him sign like a non-disclosure form, yep, and all that. Like, he was in my wedding.
He was at Forbidden Fruit with that.
Yeah.
Dowsing the ladies with,
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
You know, he gave that recipe out like, yeah, 5 times that night.
Yeah. When I went on National Geographic, and after we filmed for 3 days, and after the people that shot the show, they shoot basically a lot of the shows Locked Up Abroad, they shoot, okay, Scared Straight,
oh, it's probably
they shoot
the same production.
Drugs Inc. No, it's the, yeah, same team. And the lady, Laura Gamzee, you know, so the guy that was filming, he was from London, and the other guy shot Snow in the Bluff. So this is their film,
oh, okay,
team.
Word.
And
classic.
They never been to Dykeman. So I'm like, listen, I'm going to take you to Dykeman. We're going to go find, mm-hmm, some Dominican chicks, get right. And she pulled me to the side. She's like, listen, you're sitting on like a multi-million-dollar industry, and there's going to be some guy in Kentucky who's never heard of Nutcracker is going to trademark, mm-hmm, this, and you need to go tomorrow and make sure you trademark it. And that's what we did, and we tried to legitimize it, but there's so many loopholes,
yeah,
to get it legitimized. Like, you got to have a mixologist, then you got to figure out like how to break it down into,
you probably
like,
have to get a license, like,
yeah, just to be able to say, yeah, you created a drink like that.
Yeah,
not like that, but the Nutcracker, like you said, it was already invented. Is there some sort of
No, there was no,
because of,
no, and much respect to Jose, because I did go to Jose. Yeah. I actually brought them to Jose when we did the shoot, but they just didn't air it, you know. But, you know, I always pay homage to my elders, the same way I do, yeah, hip hop, you know.
Yep.
Of course. Well, something to look forward to this summer is the infamous Nutcracker. But the Nutcracker, unexpectedly, I hear that was what led you to actually work for SiriusXM.
Yeah.
How did that even come about?
Well, when the episode aired, it was, you know, it was crazy, because I think that, you don't meet anybody from National Geographic. I mean, you meet people from VH1, yeah, whatever. Right. You don't actually know anybody from National Geographic. So when they saw someone like from the hood, from the Bronx that looked and talked like them on this platform, conducting criminal activities, like the internet went, the internet went bonkers. Yeah. And Lord Sear, at this time, he was on the All Out Show with Rude Jude, but he had a Friday show called The Drunk Mix. And it was an extended drunk mix, and he posted my picture on Instagram. Like, yo, who is this? I need to know him right now.
That's how it came about.
And people were tagging me, and a close friend of ours, Tony Moxberg, who's a rapper with D-Block, he called me. He's like, yo, listen, he's the plug at SiriusXM. He wants to meet you. And my first interaction with Sear was basically like he ordered Nutcrackers for me. But now that I know him now, and now that we're so close, he told me because I came, I got my jewelry on, I'm in the middle of Harlem, I'm in the Beamer, I'm popping the trunk. He's like, yo, he's a real one. And his cousin basically told me, yo, you got to keep him close. And then from there, me and him developed a relationship.
That is wild. I had no idea because he saw that documentary and wanted to have you in. That just shows the testament of how amazing Sear is, too. Sear is a legend.
Yeah.
That's great. That being said, how long did it take him to find out that you had bars?
They just found out now, like everybody else is finding out.
You didn't even tell Sear that you were able to, that you had
I did, book. Like, last year, and, you know, he thought
of... probably like...
No, he heard it, and he was okay, but... He now knows that I'm taking it serious, like with this EP, and he's getting behind it. Like he's like, all right, you're serious.
Yeah, I see
you're nice.
The name's on it.
I did the first interview with him, obviously, you know, out of respect for the show and the platform, and he basically put me to rap without me, and I just went dumb. And I saw him when he was sitting, his eyes was lighting up. He's like, yeah, he's really serious about it. So now he's all the way behind it. But again, like I was telling you off air, I didn't want to impose rap on anyone. I wanted to be genuine, like support. You see what I'm saying? And I contribute a lot to the show, as we spoke about. So when I come to him, and a lot of things I've done work. You know what I'm saying? So when I come, like, listen, I'm gonna put out a real EP, and we're gonna really go full force. And then he's like, "All right, I see it, I hear it, it's dope." If he don't like it, he ain't gonna get behind it. He's like, "Listen, I like it, it's dope. Let's get behind it." So we're moving.
And that's it. And now what I'm also noticing is that I see you out with the live band a lot, and that adds a whole new element to it as well.
Yeah.
Who is the live band that's been playing with?
So there's an artist named about Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, Chuck E. Cheese.
Classic.
And he basically brings his band to perform. And, you know, I kicked it with them, and I'm like, listen, we should do, like, a live cypher with a band. Yeah. And this is how it started. And then from there, it just kind of catapulted. So now we start our showcase off with a cypher.
Oh, that's lit.
Yeah, we like start that. Our showcase off with a cypher, and literally everyone's rapping, you know, open, you know, poetry, things like that. And it just changes the dynamic of the room when the cypher hits. Yeah. And then everybody's 1-2, and they're engaged with the artists that go forward with it.
It does. And, so, are we going to be able to hear you freestyle on Sear? Are you going to get behind? Are you going to be your own guest on one of these Wednesday shows?
Yeah, well, I was on last Tuesday, the day the EP dropped, and then I did Static Selector, Wu Kid. I got basically all the shows on Shade 45. I'm going to run through them. So they're all gonna make me rap. So you're gonna hear me rap on these shows because they're gonna want to test the bars, especially like Premier and them. Yeah, like I already know, like they're gonna really like try to get
Static.
Static was just like, all right. Well, put the threat beat on. And I'm just like, all right, bet. Boom. I just went in, like, you know. And you'll see that footage this week. It'll drop, and I'm sure it'll go viral because it'll be a shock that it's a DJ. Even though I'm an MC first, but to the world, I'm a disc jockey. So, like, yo, it's a disc jockey. He can rap better than these guys. So, yeah, I'm behind it. You know what I'm saying?
And on that note, I think it's time to let him hear a taste. What do you think, Davio? I think we should play track number 3. Off of the brand new EP by Infamous Amadeus, titled
Playing My Position. Yeah.
And we're going to follow that up with track 6, Tuesday,
produced
by Neck Clipper.
Yeah.
Love that name, Neck Clipper.
Yeah. Tuesday is a story that I wrote when I was in prison. And the characters that you hear in the story were actually my cell bunkies. And this is a story that I probably held for like 15 years. And I just felt like now is the right time because I could never replicate that time. You see what I'm saying? That was a time that I was really in the field
I was really on the ground. I was really in the streets. You know what I'm saying? And I kind of wanted to bring, to make this whole vision come to life, I had to bring some of that time in. Because I can't go right now and say I'm on a block, you know, seven red tops with, you know, fiends in the subway. That's not me no more. You know what I mean? But I still want people to, that's a part of my story, and I want them to hear it.
You got
to
hear the whole thing.
Yeah.
A piece of what is infamous Amadeus, folks. This is the Ryan Show FM, and we will return.
That's right.
I got to put my hoodie on for this one, though.
That's right.
Yeah. Yo, Bundy, let the melody rock for the drums come in. Let that rock. The world famous
Cat Records.
The infamous witnesses.
Your
amateur.
Yeah.
The infamous witnesses.
This is that Project Stick.
The infamous witnesses.
Youngin.
Greatest of all time.
The rap master, gat blaster, counting stacks faster. I got fiends that cover up the cracks like plaster. I said it with genetics, that's alphanumeric. That means I'm by the yard, it's with words when I wreck it. You liar, your empire's about to expire. You have to swallow tank of gasoline and spit fire. I'm flyer, I acquire what I desire. That's why your baby mama or pacifier. Focus, raps on one day notice. Before me and Otis, leave him sprayed like roaches. Cocked a shotgun, his head spun when the Glock rung. It's murder, murder, murder. To the cops come, it's crunch time. With these punchlines, I did too many crimes to ever with the one time. Get at him, army, we the most official. Load the pistol and murk whoever's rolling with you, youngin.
The infamous witnesses.
Your
amateur. Your amateur. Greatest of all time.
Shut up.
The infamous witnesses. Your amateur. Your amateur.
I told
the infamous witnesses.
Check. Yo.
Greatest of all time.
My chain glisten. How the time I flame piffin. The nozzle on the front of the pump. It ain't different. Change position. Never lose focus. The same mission. I'm the reason why after the club your dame missing. My click squeeze revolvers with the ease. The trees we breathe. I have sour D's. Fogging up the V. Hopping out when I'm mobbing with my G's. My jewels is twitching like my diamonds. Got Parkinson's disease. I'm a pit bull with top bass. My wrist so froze. It's like I use an igloo for a watch face. Yeah. When the shotty flare, better hit the club with bulletproof body wear. The 4-5 official, young load the pistol. It only take one of them shots for them to miss you. It only take one of them to hit you. It's get clacked by cuz official.
The infamous witnesses.
Your amateur. Your amateur.
The infamous witnesses.
I mean, it was
though.
The infamous witnesses.
Your amateur.
Greatest of all time. Bleeding on the ass until I around, put the Nina to the abs. Have them bleeding from my stash into the your brains to the future so you can dream about your past. I only have visions of more cream, cause the thought of money seemed to need my body numbing in morphine. We spitting like four beams, your team of guitars buried alive, then crucified on the cross. We the type that be bubbling powder. We know money is power. We had that work done in an hour. Yeah, the type that be cowards, you know the type to get locked up, bent. My click flip like a switchblade. We've been spitting clips since the sixth grade. Don't get the strip sprayed, cause even Al Capone would have said, young, I had it, had it. My team reigns supreme, wave the beam. Better come through your hood and claim your cream. You better move when I'm blasting the tech, cause if these bullets were numbers, it'd be larger than the national debt. Plus my blade be the talk of the town. The only time you could call her a bird is when she hawking you down. If rap wouldn't need those clowns, he's sick attention like 6ix9ine and need no brown. Young.
The infamous witnesses.
Your
amateur. Your amateur.
I mean, we not really playing with engines, though.
The infamous witnesses.
This young.
Greatest of all time.
The infamous witnesses.
Your amateur. Your amateur.
The infamous witnesses.
This young.
Greatest of all time.
Yo, it's early morning Tuesday. I'm chopping bricks where my jewels lay. We mathematicians in the kitchen off the throughway. Looked over the dresser next to the desert, cause I'm waiting for some image I used to hit, but I left her. But it's my son Complex. Before Rock, where they launch text, I got the crack spot up the block from the projects. He said he got the drop on some Indian called nonsense. That ships is working upstate in Providence. He said he got keys and we can split it in three between him and me and my other son named E. I replied back, son, we gon' handle this coward. Hit me back in an hour, I'm about to hop in the shower. Now I'm dressed and ready with two guns that spit steady. To send me, you leave you everywhere like confetti. Heard four beeps outside, they in the Chevy. The look in their eyes was no surprise from the Getty. I hopped in the whip with no cops on the strip. Popped in both clips and stashed one in my kicks. Now we cruising, I see some inch on the corner. Owe me a grand, him and his man is a goner. Plex hopped out with both his Glocks out. Gun smacked the first in the wall, total knockout. So in the started busting, so we had the box out. Behind the car, so the shots won't twist our tops out. But you know I'm a sharp shooter. Aimed at one ring and ripped the lions off the side of his Pumas. He said the bounce, cause he saw feds. I'm letting the force spread, leaving third eyes in their forehead. So I let off until I saw the floor red. And I ain't leaving until we left more dead. Jumped in the hoop, they threw the guns in the crate. We just caught a couple bodies and decided to skate. Wait, we all did a bit and ain't going upstate. Saw 40 Jake, so we parked by a lake. Now the coast is clear, so I grabbed the toast that was near. Drama looking thicker than some blunt smoke in the air. Now we pulled up in front of the building. Walk in the lobby, shot the chauffeur and blew the cameras from the ceiling. Went to the third floor and cocked the sword off. He threw his gauze off, then he shot the door off. I moved in smoothly, grabbed the Uzi, saw him in the jacuzzi watching Scarface the movie. I started firing at him and his son. Reloaded my gun, then emptied out for fun. Some other within was shooting and hit Flex and E. One said he couldn't breathe, the other fell to his knees. I had a bomb in my pocket, so I pulled the key. I screamed, if I gotta die, then y'all coming with me. Said a prayer for my mom's blood dripped on my temples. How the fuck the world jumped out the window?